97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Lisa Gabriel, a certified financial planner with Axius Financial. She's a registered representative, securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member of FINRA/SIPC. She's an investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Axius Financial are not affiliated. Lisa, thank you so much for coming to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Lisa, I'm not familiar with Axius Financial. Tell me about your firm.
Well, Axius is one of Greece's longest and deepest rivers. Historically, it's the source of growth and prosperity for its people along the waterway. Axius is an independent financial services firm. We take a holistic, big picture approach to helping you plan your financial future.
How is an independent financial services firm different, Lisa, from bank-owned firms like Merrill Lynch or Wells Fargo?
As an independent firm, we're not affiliated with any bank or mutual fund or investment company. We have no proprietary reason to advise one financial strategy over another. So our recommendations are for the best strategy to help you achieve your chosen goals.
Lisa, when I introduced you, I listed a whole lot of alphabet soup after your name. Please tell me and our audience, what do all those letters stand for?
Well, I am a certified financial planner professional. That is a designation, which is a rigorous 10-hour exam covering topics like financial planning, investments, estate planning, taxes, ethics, and insurance. I also hold the Chartered Financial Consultant designation. Both of these designations reflect my commitment to excellence and continuing professional growth.
Well, you had a long career in the investment world. Tell me how you evolved into an independent advisor.
Well, my first 20 years were as an institutional investor. I began my career as a trust investment officer with a bank managing trust investments. I then moved on to a bond trading position with a local North Carolina firm, and then joined Duke Management Company when Duke spun off their investment department into a private subsidiary. We then moved to St. Louis in 2001 when my husband was offered his dream job. There, I was recruited to be the chief investment officer for a financial advisory firm. And really, I enjoyed the personal interaction with the firm's clients and the impact of designing customized solutions for their financial future. Ultimately, that position required extensive travel once we moved back to North Carolina. In the fall of 2011, I had a health crisis that led to a lot of soul searching about how I wanted to live my life, and I decided to follow my passion, which is using my experience and expertise to impact the financial well-being of women and couples who value independent financial advice.
Well, good for you, Lisa. Tell us, what services do you offer your clients?
I offer financial planning and wealth management services. I work with clients to devise tax-efficient investment strategies and wealth distribution strategies for retirement income planning. Social Security is becoming a larger part of many investors' retirement income plans, so I educate them about claiming strategies that can have a large impact on their household. It's especially important for women.
Lisa, you mentioned women and your work with women. I can understand that you do a lot of work with women. Are women different from men when it comes to financial planning and investments?
Yes, I do work with a lot of women. Women are different. In my experience, men and women think about money differently. And I'll give you a few observations. Men use money to keep score a lot of times. Women use money to take care of others. Men often buy what they need. Women often buy what they want. men will use money to prepare for the future. And oftentimes I'll see women using money to create a lifestyle in the present. Men will often spend money on themselves. Women spend money on those they care about. I see that quite frequently. Men are much more comfortable taking investment risks in a lot of cases. Women are more cautious about investing. And I would say that is more problematic due to the knowledge gap. Men ask for what they want. Women often ask for what they think they deserve.
Interesting.
Men often view money more objectively. Women tend to view money in terms of relationships. Mm-hmm. I've seen women fund their kids' education before saving for their own retirement. It's like when you're on the airplane and they say, put your mask on first. Women have to put themselves first.
Right. Good advice. Now, financial planning and wealth management strategies are often different for women because of the unique circumstances of women's lives. Tell me more about that.
Women live on average 5 years longer than men. The actual numbers are 81.3 years versus 76.2 for men.
Okay.
Women's lifetime earnings, unfortunately, are often less than men's. And some of that is due to the income disparity and the years that women leave the workforce to care for children or other family members. Women often have smaller retirement nest eggs. Half of baby boomer men have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Only 35% of boomer women do.
Wow.
So some of that is due to the income disparity and taking time out of the workforce. Oftentimes, women who are not working fail to make an IRA contribution, which they can do even though they're not working. I have some retirement rules of thumb for folks who don't have a pension. It's certainly different with a pension.
Lisa, let's get to those retirement rules of thumb in our next segment. For now, why don't you give us your contact information?
Sure. My phone number is 919-213-0458. You can reach me by email at lisa.gabriel@axiusfinancial.com.
Very good. Thank you. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about those rules of thumb that you have.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business. My guest today is Lisa Gabriel, a certified financial planner with Axius Financial. Please stay with us. We'll be back in a minute.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Lisa Gabriel, a certified financial planner with Axius Financial, AXIUS. Lisa, when we left off in the last segment, you were going to give us the retirement rules of thumb. Why don't you go ahead and give us those rules?
Thank you. My rules are rules of thumb by age 35. At least 1 year's salary should be in your retirement account. By age 45, your goal should be 3 years worth of salary in retirement accounts. And then by the time you reach age 67, which would be normal retirement age, you should target having 8 times your ending salary saved for retirement.
And I think you mentioned earlier that if you do not have a pension, is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Very good. Lisa, what are the other financial challenges women face?
Well, women are the caregivers, so long-term care insurance becomes very important for women. 2/3 of the recipients of long-term care services are women. If you consider that in 2011, a healthy female earning less than $85,000 per year will have medical expenses of approximately $417,000
wow.
from the age 65 through the end of her life. That's 13% higher than the estimates for men. I believe that as a nation, we underestimate the impact of caregiving on the caregiver. MetLife did a study of the caregiving costs to working caregivers, and the information was staggering.
Can you tell us more about that?
For women, the total individual amount of lost wages due to leaving the labor force early and or reduced hours of work because of caregiving responsibilities can equal as much as $142,000.
Oh, my goodness.
The estimated impact of caregiving on lost Social Security benefits can be upwards of $130,000. A very conservative estimate of the impact on pensions could be $50,000.
Wow.
So the total impact of caregiving on individual families in terms of lost wages and Social Security benefits is quite dramatic, upwards of $300,000. And the face of a typical caregiver is a 49-year-old woman caring for her widowed 69-year-old mother who does not live with her. She's married and employed. And approximately 66% of family caregivers are women. More than 37% have children or grandchildren under the age of 18 living with them. Another statistic, women who are family caregivers are 2.5 times more likely than non-caregivers to live in poverty and 5 times more likely to receive Social Security income benefits. There's also evidence that caregivers experience considerable health issues as a result of their focus on caring for others. Those include potentially more severe opportunity costs, such as of caring for parents, including health effects and psychological and behavioral impacts.
Such as caring, I imagine. That's pretty severe what you're telling us, Lisa. That's the importance of having a financial planner.
Well, that being said, you know, women really need to start saving earlier. They have to save more and they have to invest wisely. I do a lot of financial education for women to increase their confidence about investing and saving for retirement. Only 37% of women say that they're confident that they're doing a good job of preparing for retirement, while 46% of men say that they're confident.
Gosh, Lisa. Well, I understand that you do something called legacy planning with your clients. What is that?
Well, legacy planning is about planning for the future of your family, not just the future of your money. With legacy planning, we prepare the next generations for wealth, the wealth of your stories, your morals, your values, your life lessons. We look at personal possessions and how you want to share them with future generations, what you want them to know about those possessions. We look at how you want to live as you age, how you want to be cared for, and how we'll plan to pay for that care. Legacy planning includes working with an attorney to ensure that your legacy, that your planning documents are all in good order, your wills, trusts, power of attorney, etc. And lastly, we look at charitable giving, which is really your last act of kindness if you're charitably inclined. There are ways to give strategically that benefit you and the charity. So I work with clients to develop a plan for charitable giving for both now and in the future.
If you just tuned in, I'm speaking today with Lisa Gabriel, who is a certified financial planner with Axios Financial. Lisa, what do you see as the biggest challenges facing investors today?
I would say that there are probably four main ones: volatility, complexity of the financial markets, taxes, and financial literacy. The financial markets are increasingly volatile and complex at a time when people have less time to focus on their financial life and have more responsibility to fund their retirements and health care than ever before. The complexity of the financial markets and our tax system challenge even the most savvy investors. And I see it across generations, not just specifically with one age group.
Really?
Studies show that a majority of young people in the United States have poor financial literacy. And that's a trend that's been consistent over the past decade and really shows few signs of improving. You know, this is a time when young adults face a difficult job market, more personal debt, and yet they have to take more responsibility for their financial future. Today's 20-somethings hold an average debt of about $45,000.
Oh, my goodness.
That would include everything from cars to credit cards to student loans to mortgages. The complexity of the financial markets has increased significantly in the 30 years that I've been involved in the financial markets. There are more investment vehicles with bells and whistles that many investors and possibly some advisors don't understand. Taxes are much more complex. For example, the new Medicare taxes will ensnare many taxpayers. Investors need to be working with an advisor who understands tax-smart investment strategies to minimize the impact of taxes on their investment portfolios. I take the team approach of working closely with all of a client's professional advisors.
Lisa, let's take a break and continue with this amazing information that you have for us. But before we move forward, why don't you give our audience your contact information again?
Sure. You can contact me by phone at area code 919-213-0458. That's 919-213-0458, or Lisa, L-I-S-A, dot Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L, at Axius, A-X-I-U-S, financial.com.
Thank you, Lisa. We'll come back with some more of your fascinating information, my dear. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. I'm speaking today with Lisa Gabriel, who is a certified financial planner with Axius Financial. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we are back. My guest today is Lisa Gabriel, a certified financial planner with Axius Financial. Lisa, tell me about the team approach you mentioned in our last segment.
Sure. I like to take a team approach of working closely with all of a client's professional advisors, their accountants and attorneys. We want to optimize the outcome for the client, and the more communication, the better. You know, we're talking about financial literacy, and it really impacts all generations. Even college-educated women test below 50% on financial literacy.
Really?
Financial Finesse did a gender gap study in 2012, and they found that even as women have made great strides in the workplace parity, they've lagged badly in the key areas of financial planning. In the study, 43% of women have an emergency fund versus 63% of men. 52% of women are comfortable with their non-mortgage debt compared to 71% of men. 37% of women have assessed their risk tolerance and they're aware of their conservative, moderate, or aggressive investment strategy versus 57% for men. And then 25% of women rebalance their investment accounts to keep their asset allocation on track versus 49% of men.
Well, many investors are confused about how financial advisors are paid. How do you work with your clients, Lisa?
I work collaboratively with my clients. I charge an hourly fee for financial planning services. Wealth management is charged as a percentage of the assets that I'm advising on. My fees are transparent, and as an independent financial advisor, I have no incentive to sell any products. My service is unbiased, experienced, credentialed advice.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming to speak with me today. And before we close, I can just tell that you have a passion for what you're doing that's been around a long time, yes?
I tell my clients that the decisions they make today will determine the choices that they will have the opportunity to make in the future.
Beautiful. And your base is all over the triangle?
Yes.
All over? Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I have clients all across the triangle and some in other states.
And even other states.
Yes.
Outstanding. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming and speaking with us today. I'm just going to read this long list of these letters behind your name so everybody understands exactly who you are and what you do. Lisa is, as we know, a certified financial planner with Axius Financial. She's a registered representative, securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., which is a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. She's investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., which is a registered investment advisor. And understand that Cambridge and Axius Financial are not affiliated. Lisa, again, thank you so much for coming to speak with us today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Heavy information, kind of scary. Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL Today's Business. My guest has been Lisa Gabriel, a certified financial planner with Axios Financial. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.